I'm Tom Sanders with a look at the latest BBC News. One of the key suspects in the murder in London of the former Russian spy, Alexander Litvinenko, has told the BBC he had nothing to do with the killing in 2006. A British inquiry has concluded that President Putin probably approved the assassination. The suspect, Andrei Lugovoy, described this as nonsense and blamed Britain's own intelligence agencies. He also said there was no chance of him coming to Britain to face criminal charges.
You know, it's more likely that the moon will become part of the earth and that I will be extradited from Russia. It's just impossible. You should understand, if London 10 years ago accused me of something that carries a life sentence, what normal person would go to London to prove themselves?
The British government accused Moscow of committing an unacceptable breach of international law. Russian officials described the inquiry's findings as a gross provocation that would worsen ties with Britain. There was also a scathing reaction on social media in Russia, as Oleg Boldarev explains from Moscow.
A very ironic hashtag on Twitter, Putin probably approved, started being attached to anything from Spanish Inquisition to the Ice Age and dinosaurs being wiped out. This, again, is pouring scorn over the investigation. In the wider context, this is something which is seen as another turn of worsening relationship between Russia and London.
The Tunisian Prime Minister, Habib Assid, has cut short a European tour to return to the country after another day of clashes between security forces and protesters demanding jobs. The demonstrations began this week in the town of Kasserine and have spread to other cities in Tunisia. Tear gas was fired at protesters in Sidi Bouzid, the birthplace of the Arab Spring. The Prime Minister will chair an emergency cabinet meeting on Saturday. Popular beachfront restaurants have been hit by car bombs and gunmen in the Somali capital Mogadishu. The first bomb went off in the early evening. Soon after, as many as 5 gunmen approached from the beach. One report said at least 3 people had died and more deaths are feared. The Islamist militant group Al-Shabaab said it was behind the attack and its fighters were still in one of the cafes. At least 6 people, including 3 policemen, have been killed by a bomb during a raid on a militant hideout in the Egyptian capital Cairo. More than 13 others were injured. Security sources say the blast went off as a team of officers raided an apartment in a neighbourhood near the pyramids. This local resident, Mahmoud Abu Bakr, described what he had heard and seen.
We heard the sound of an explosion, and when we ran outside, we could see nothing but a dense cloud of dust and fumes for around half an hour. Only when the dust cleared, we could see the damage, but none of us knows what happened.
You're listening to the latest world news from the BBC. The US government says 2 more inmates at its Guantanamo prison in Cuba have been released to European countries which agreed to take them on humanitarian grounds. The Defense Department said an Egyptian with health problems was sent to Bosnia, while a Yemeni prisoner went to Montenegro. Media reports say both men have been held for more than 13 years without charge. Colombia says it has freed 16 FARC rebels as part of peace negotiations to end more than half a century of civil conflict. The released rebels were the first from a group of 30 who were pardoned in November. 4 of them will travel to Cuba to join the FARC delegation engaged in peace talks with the government since 2012. One of the people released, Sandra Izaza, said a lot more had to be done.
We have decided to become promoters of peace. We will work for the implementation of agreements reached in Havana. There's lots to do and much to build. We hope to materialize our dreams and desires. We take on the challenges of working for reconciliation and true peace. That is our commitment to the country.
US and European stock markets have rallied a day after billions of dollars were wiped off the value of shares because of concerns about oil prices and prospects for the global economy. Wall Street ended the day higher as oil prices had their biggest one-day gain this year. In Europe, major stock indexes closed nearly 2% up after the head of the European Central Bank hinted he could take action to stimulate the economy. Earlier, Asian markets had fallen. And the head of a 7th century Cambodian statue has been reattached to its body in a special ceremony, 130 years after being cut off. The head of the Hindu deity was taken from a temple in southern Takio province by French researchers in the 1880s. Cambodia was, at the time, ruled by France. BBC News.